Dave and Darren.
A Nacho Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things Podcast. A podcast that is almost as creepy as the Factory of Fear. The Factory of Fear is the Quad City's longest running and largest indoor haunted attraction. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, September 28th through Halloween. Do you have what it takes to make it for the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Tickets are available at factoryoffear.com. General admission tickets are $15. VIP tickets just $20. It's the best deal in town. The Factory of Fear offers the most haunted bang for your buck. Factory of Fear, Fridays and Saturdays, 7 to midnight, Sundays, 7 to 10. Factory of Fear, a hauntedillinois.com voter's choice top 10 haunted house in 2017 with new twisted characters and a 100% rebuild for 2018. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline and online at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Now, here's today's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things Podcast. Enter if you dare.
Welcome, welcome everybody to the Top 5 Things. My name is Dave, and my partner is Darren.
We should...
Snickers, we'll get to you.
Wrinkles, settle down.
Rumors. By the way, I just want, before we go any further...
Whiskers.
The music you're hearing is a song called Last Revolution. The musician is my little brother Joe, who as we speak is having his gallbladder taken out. According to my mother, it's something they do at a, over the course of like 2 or 3 hours.
Was
and then
it
they send
an
you home.
Unsightly gallbladder?
I think, yeah. That's the thing. Here's the thing about my little brother, and I'll say this. He listens. He subscribes. He's a patron. Mm-hmm. I'll say this about my brother Joe. He's pretty vain.
When it comes to his internal organs, never seen such vanity.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Because this is the thing. One time when he was a little brother, when my little brother was a young man, someone told him it was important to be beautiful on the inside and out. He misunderstood what that meant. And you know, he was young. It happens. So yeah, he's having his gallbladder taken out. It's an elective surgery.
People always would say, it's what's on the inside that counts.
Right.
And he... You know what? I've got to be as beautiful as possible.
My gallbladder, it's bringing me down.
Hello there!
So goodbye to the gallbladder, and I want to wish my brother a speedy recovery.
Now with that, do they even open you up anymore? Or do they just basically put like a, they just kind of like stick you, and then they kind of
I think they just go through your, it. They go through your toes or something. I'm not sure.
Right through the taint.
I'll ask him when he's able to talk. I hope they're not going through his taint for his gallbladder. I hope not.
No one'll notice.
Where do I send the balloons and flowers for my brother's taintiology?
It'll be seamless.
Mm-hmm. I guess they could pull it out your butt. Why is that such a bad idea? Well, you don't want to be going around someone's butt. We actually have a butt story on the top five things today. So this is a nice little bit of foreshadowing.
Little points of order.
Mm-hmm. So recognized.
Thank you.
Hello there.
With the, I'd like to enter this into the record.
Yeah, so of course, so entered without objection.
Or with objection, either one.
Oh, boy.
It's like, whoa, what is going on?
That's what we're all asking. That's what everyone's asking.
Tomorrow, Friday, that
woman speaks for all of us. All of us.
Tomorrow, Friday, is opening night at the Factory of Fear.
That's amazing.
Yep, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, so everything gets underway tomorrow, and they will be running each and every weekend through Halloween.
And this year is a tribute to Milton the Monster?
Of course! Of course!
I wouldn't hate that.
It wouldn't be as scary, though. Milton was beloved. He's basically Gomer Pyle meets Frankenstein.
Is there a Hebe and Jeebe room?
Now, maybe we talk to them about next year. If there could be Hebe and Jeebe.
They did a total rebuild for 2018. I'm not saying you have to do that for 2019, but it wouldn't kill you to maybe have a Hebe and Jeebe room.
What was the name of the gay couple who was raising Milton the Monster? Do you remember?
Mm-mm.
Wasn't it like... Professor Weirdo and yes. Count Kook.
Yes, they can be involved as well.
So let's have the whole gang there for Milton the Monster. I'm Milton, your brand new son. Oh, that's the best. Not enough people are with me now, on Milton the Monster. They brought back Bullwinkle. I'm hoping they can bring back the Milton the Monster.
Now, you had mentioned that you were going to maybe take
What have I done?
Your son to the haunted houses this year.
Yes.
Have you brought up that topic, or are you just kind of keeping your powder dry until you actually go? Or did you bring it up and he was like, eh?
I have not brought it up.
Okay.
I have not brought it up. I brought it up years ago when it would have been inappropriate to take him, and right. he really wanted to go
there. Okay.
So I can't imagine anything's changed.
On top of Old Horror Hill, in a secret laboratory, Professor Weirdo and Count Kook were in their monstrous glory.
This is the best.
6 drops of the essence of terror,
5 drops of sinister sauce. When the stirring's done, can I lick the spoon?
Of course, of course.
Now for the tincture of tenderness, but I must use only a touch.
For without a touch of tenderness, it might destroy me!
Oops, too much.
Better hold your breath, it's starting to tick.
Better hold my hand, I'm feeling sick.
Hello, Dad.
What have I done?
That hello...
Milton, you're Brian Newsome.
That hello, Daddy reminds me of when Larry would get creepy and call you Daddy. That sounds almost exactly like Larry.
Well, that was when he was attempting to, extort additional dollars from me.
And I also like how every time we watch this, how you feel for Professor Weirdo, because with the Count Kook, it's like, would you get off me? I'm trying to make a monster here, and you're all up in my grill.
All you want to do is lick a spoon.
When the stirring's done, can I lick the spoon? Of course, ha-ha, of course. Well, a Milton the Monster room would be great. I don't think it's reasonable for us to expect that.
I can't guarantee that, no.
No.
But it'll be fabulous. Opening day, opening night.
This is the thing about tomorrow, the Factory of Fear. Factory they don't use the tincture of tenderness in any of the rooms. You know how it drives me nuts that there are things that taste like other things? Because it just makes me want to have the thing that it tastes like.
Yeah, I know. That's a sticking point for
right?
you. Yeah.
We've reached an all-time low. Candy canes that taste like macaroni and cheese. Would you be intrigued by that? This is macaroni and cheese flavored candy canes. I guess this will be the big hit this year for Christmas. They describe it as comfort food flavored comfort food. Yellow and white stripes, mac and cheese candy canes. One of the reviews says the sweetness overpowers the flavor eventually. But the instant macaroni-flavored candy canes are, according to one reviewer, doable. Mac and cheese-flavored candy canes.
You don't see people eat candy canes a lot.
No.
I mean, I know they get sold.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're always out there. But as far as actually seeing somebody in public, or I suppose even in private.
Well, you gotta get locked up. You're walking and licking on a candy cane.
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily allowed around the office, is it?
Not in 2018. Hashtag no candy cane zone.
I mean, you can't be like Andy Dick in Old School with the carrots.
Just moaning, slowly moaning into your candy cane. No. Do you like that?
Fire up the hungry like the wolf again.
Oh, no. No. If I want a candy cane, I'll fetch myself a candy cane.
And eat it in a closet.
And really,
somewhere.
Candy canes are just there because during the holidays, you don't feel like brushing your teeth. That's really the service candy canes provide.
Or you're trying to mask the cover, mask the booze that you have on your breath.
Well, that's a oh boy, that's a.
Although I suppose
I hadn't thought about that.
If you're
that's a fantastic idea.
If you're masking the schnapps that you're drinking, mm-hmm. the peppermint schnapps yeah. with the candy canes,
well, that's just not well thought out. that's bad. I've had too much tequila. Here, I'm going to eat this cactus to throw off the scent. That's not the best idea. Although it's not the worst. I've got 5 things. You want to hear the top 5 things?
I do. The top 5 things. Dave and Darren, top 5 things, brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry.
Can you imagine a Christmas party where all you have is Rumplemints and candy canes?
There are going to be a lot of sick people.
Oh, your burps are going to wake up the neighbors.
Can you imagine the look on everyone's face the next morning?
I say y'all having a good time out there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get on by, not get down. Don't stop the party.
All we had to eat last night was that fruitcake.
Hello, Daddy.
And I don't know that we ate any of it.
What have I done?
What kind of get together was that? I never want to hear about Christmas again.
Baby Jesus is dead to me.
I don't know that I'll ever be able to put it.
It's a different holiday.
Assume anything ever. The top five things brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a brand new location. They are now in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street.
Beautiful facility.
It is. It's brand spanking new.
Yeah.
They offer free cleanings, inspections, stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options.
Okay.
I apologize.
That's okay.
Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. Open Tuesday through Friday. They open at 10 o'clock. They're open on Saturday as well. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Mention Nacho Radio. With a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. Again, 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. If you'd like to reach out to us.
What the hell you call that? Yeah, what a stupid call that was.
If you'd like to reach out to us.
Come on, let's go, you guys.
Use the Harrington Pub text line. 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary. And the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, and so much more, including their capistrami, one of my favorites, hot pastrami, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw. Is that why you like that sandwich, comrade? Yes, it is. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be the hit when you're there for lunch or dinner. Make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you will receive a medium sub, and you will only pay for the price of a small when at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
When the hell does the baseball season begin anyway, huh?
Number one.
Number one of the top five things. I don't think Papa John's is going to be around too much longer.
It's the Papa John or the Papa John?
Well, you know, they got rid of Papa John, and now
they've tried.
Now they've got, he will not go quietly into that shut up.
No.
And now Papa John's considering a new sexy logo.
That'll make all the difference.
This is what they're doing. They're getting rid of the apostrophe. So instead of Papa John's, it's Papa John's. It's the apostrophe you see implies a certain ownership. It belongs to Papa John.
Would anyone ever want to use Papa John as a character witness?
Would anyone like to use him as a spokesperson for anything other than his awful pizza? Like, will he show up? Hey, I'm Papa John for the new Ford Fusion. That's not a thing,
right? You know where I think he's going to show up?
Hmm.
Because they're getting pretty darn desperate.
Nah.
How is he not on the Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, boy, that's good. That's real good, Darren. He could end up on Dancing with the Stars. Dancing with the former stars. Like, if they just did a whole thing of just disgraced people. You know? Tanya Harding's already been on Dancing with the Stars, though, right?
Yes.
So, maybe that window's closed. Yeah, the company recently launching two new ad campaigns to win back customers and employees that were disappointed in Papa John Shatner's behavior. They had that one campaign, I think it was during the first week of the NFL.
Do we have any proof that his behavior has changed?
Well, it's just no longer their problem.
It's no longer in public.
It's not on Papa John's corporate conference calls. That's what got fixed. They had this campaign where it was like minorities saying, you know, hey, we work at Papa John's too. Please call and right now we'll send you a free pizza, which seemed like kind of desperate to me.
Do what?
There was a deal where it was like, go online and use this app and we'll give you a free pizza.
If you're a minority?
No, it was minorities doing the commercial. So it was like, hey, it's not just the guy that throws the N-word around. There are people like me, and it was like, you know, like an African American or an Asian or an Indian American.
Yes, you'll see those signs even in the Quad Cities now where they basically will have people that are saying, I'm the general manager of something.
Right. Well, that's kind of what they were doing, exactly. So now, yeah, they have gotten the new logo where they have gotten rid of.
And there it is.
And this is the logo.
And that's what someone just got paid, who knows what, at least six digits.
The logo is basically two boxes, one's red and one's green, and it says Papa John's. and the S is underlined rather than having an apostrophe.
Wasn't he part of the logo too, or did he just pop up in the logo, like on commercials?
Well, no, the logo looks like, the old logo looks like a...
more of a badge?
Like a restaurant, or a badge, yeah. The old logo was good. This new logo, I understand why they're doing it, but this logo looks like it was given about 2 minutes worth of thought.
Oh no, oh no, we put a lot more thought into it than that.
I bet you're right. Two. Maybe the new logo will fix all the problems. Number two on the top five things, we hinted about this earlier. There is a Tokyo trade show, and they've come up with a do-it-yourself colonoscopy that they're hoping to get on the store shelves. The do-it-yourself colonoscopy. The guy who came up with this is a Japanese medic, Akira Horuchi, 57 years old. He says he came up with this technique, colonoscopy in the sitting positions, lessons I learned from self-colonoscopy. He says, I knew the importance of colonoscopy.
American novel.
He says, the number of colon cancer patients is increasing, so this is something that he wants people to look at. Latest research shows that cancer of the colon is the most prevalent form of the disease amongst people in Japan who have cancer. There are 870,000 Japanese that have cancer, according to the Japanese National Cancer Center. How many Japanese are there? That seems like a lot.
How many?
870,000 Japanese people have cancer.
And what were they trying to say, that the people with colon cancer?
Well, it's the number one form of cancer in Japan is colon cancer.
Okay, that's
so what he's doing. You know,
I thought he was saying that the people that suffer from colon cancer, they suffer mostly from colon cancer.
No, all colon cancer victims suffer from colon cancer.
Right,
yes,
100%.
Yeah, that would be correct. I'm not even going to hazard a guess. I'm going to guess 40 million Japanese. Is it way more than that? You've been there. I haven't.
I wasn't counting people.
How many people, weren't you? You said, what did you tell me when you called? I talked to you. You called on the phone and you said, I've never seen so many Japanese people.
In my life. In one place.
I'm going to guess 45 million people. How many Japanese do you think there are? In the Empire of Japan.
So if this was Final Jeopardy, this would be your guess.
Oh, golly. Now you're putting that pressure on me.
Now all of a sudden, this whole 85 percentile is going to go down the tubes just because you don't know the population of Japan.
I don't know. I'm guessing 45
million.
Have
they changed their diet or something? What's with it? It does seem like things happen.
Just 870,000 people with cancer. I don't know. I think that there was a lot more cancer after August of 45 due to some, some things happened. We're not here to point fingers or drop bombs. But how many million Japanese do you think there are?
Well, let's look it up.
I'm looking it up now, but before I do, I want you to take a guess.
For me to take a guess?
Yeah. How many million Japanese are there? I'm guessing 45 million.
Well, I think there's over 10 million in Tokyo alone.
Okay, all right. Do you say Tokyo or Tokyo?
Huh?
Nothing. How many would you guess live in the island nation of Japan? Although it's a bunch of islands, isn't it?
Yes. I'll go with 40 million.
You're saying less.
Yes.
You're saying fewer than what I'm saying. The actual population of Japan is 127 million people.
So we were off by a billion people.
Tenth lar- no. 127 million.
We were off by a bamillion people.
The total population, 127, that is the 10th largest country in terms of population. Holy cow. So, I guess, 9.1 million live in Tokyo, where, by the way, this is a fun fact. If you ever want to listen to Japanese broadcasting, find a willing partner and tune in Tokyo. It's for fun. There's 870,000 cancer victims in Japan.
That's not bad.
A population of 127 million.
That's not bad at all. That's less than 1%.
Yeah, it still seems elevated to me, but there it is.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. They have a list of current shows that are going on right now. As a matter of fact, tonight at the Orpheum Theater at 7 o'clock, it's the documentary Love, Gilda. In her own words, comedian Gilda Radner reflects on her life and her career. The film weaves together her recently discovered audio tapes, rare home movies, diaries, and interviews with friends, including Chevy Chase, Lorne Michaels, Lorraine Newman, Paul Schaefer, and Martin Short.
That Chevy Chase is in a world of hurt right now.
Is he?
What a dope. I want to see the movie.
They probably won't bring that up.
No, you're right.
On Thursday, October 11th at 7 o'clock, it's Ghost Army, documentary question and answer and book signing with producer, director, and author Rick Beyer. The Ghost Army is the fascinating story of the top secret World War II unit that used inflatable tanks, sound effects, and illusions to fool the Germans on the battlefields of Europe. On November 2nd, tickets are already available for country star Lori Morgan. She's going to be there on November 2nd, tickets are $45, and then January 12th of 2019, an evening with David Sedaris, sponsored by Dave's Auto Body. The NPR humorist and best-selling author David Sedaris returns to the Orpheum Theater. He was there a couple of years ago and sold out, so get your tickets now. Those are available at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. The Orpheum Theater serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. They're available for private events. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO.
Let me ask you this, because you would know. I've told you Japan is number 10 on the list. How many, in terms of population, how many countries can you name in terms of the population on planet Earth? Can you give me 9 more countries with a bigger population than Japan?
Okay.
How many can you give me?
Russia.
Okay, that's one. They're number 9, actually, just behind the Japanese.
That's where I'm going to start.
Okay.
At number 9.
Okay. More people than Japan.
United States.
Yes, we're number 3 on the list.
Mexico.
Mexico is, I believe, behind Japan. Mm. Yeah, Mexico comes in at number 11. Close. But no seagull. No, I don't think Turkey's on the list. Number 1 is, of course, the Chinese. Number 2 is China. India. We're number 3. Number 4 is Indonesia.
Mm.
Then you got your Brazil, your Pakistan, your Nigeria, and at number 8, the last one, George Harrison's favorite country.
George Harrison's favorite country.
Yes.
Bangladesh.
Say it the way he would say it.
Bangladesh. Bangladesh.
Bangladesh, 165 million of them.
Boy.
That's crazy. That's, wow. And that's after.
In there tight.
And that's after they all got drowned, for crying out loud. How many of them died when the floods happened?
I don't know. You've got a lot of numbers you're looking for today.
Yeah, I sure am. I'm just excited to be here.
Number three.
Number 3 on the top 5 things. Despite the fact that they're making them safer and safer, emergency rooms this summer still saw a rush of people coming in with lawnmower-related injuries. Better safety technology, more intelligent design of lawnmowers. It's made it easier than ever to mow your lawn. But despite all these improvements, lawnmower injuries continue to vex ER docs at an astounding rate. Researchers at Johns Hopkins Medicine got ER visit data and found Americans suffered, between 2006 and 2013, 51,000 lawnmower-related injuries. So it's about $6,400 a year in the United States. The average cost is $37,000 in medical expenses.
What are people doing? Putting their hands under the mower while it's still running? Putting their foot in the mower? Or is something getting shot out of the mower?
I think it's probably a combination of all 3 things. And I want to take shots at these people. But I feel like if I do,
your time is coming.
Then I'm gonna get it. They say lawnmower injuries remain a serious health concern. More than 85% of lawnmower injury sufferers were men. Children under the age of 4 were 6 times more likely to have a foot, toe, or other lower extremity. Well, they come running out and you don't know. Like if you're just in the zone mowing your grass and a kid comes out.
I don't do this, but, and I don't know that you should, because you do kind of have a dangerous instrument in front of you.
Right.
A lot of people are listening to music when they mow.
I do.
I know it. You think that's the best idea?
That's swell.
Do you have some sort of like mowing music?
Yes, I have a, it's, yes.
Mowing mix?
Yeah, it starts with XTC's grass, mm-hmm. and then it's grazing in the grass, and then it's grassy high tides and grassy, what's that song called?
Green Grass from the Outlaws?
Yeah, there you go, all of those songs. It's just all songs about grass.
I saw a little kid the other day, way too young,
yeah.
pushing a lawnmower. But what am I, what can I do?
Not your kid.
Well, I mean, I'm going to probably get arrested if I go over there and say you shouldn't be mowing.
Why? How old are they? How old is the kid, would you say?
Is he 7 or something?
Green Grass and High Tides by the Outlaws is what I was trying to think of, yeah. And then, of course, Midnight Confessions by the Grassroots. I throw that
anything, on there. Anything by the Grassroots.
Well, I mean, stop yourself. I mean, you got to, right? Hugh Masekela, Grazing in the Grass. That's a great one. It's just all grass-related songs. Speaking of grass, well, I think we got a story coming up here on the top five things I can't wait to share with you.
We got to be getting close to it.
Well, I'm gonna call an audible here and throw out what was number four and make this one number four because I love the story.
Four.
So when you're in Colorado, and I imagine it's like this in other states where there are recreational marijuana dispensaries, they're everywhere. There'll just be a big green neon sign, and you can just go, and they have different strains of marijuana.
Is everyone walking around Colorado with just a big, just very bemused smile on their face?
I'll tell you what, I don't know that I've been a lot of places where there was less hassle. I mean, it was something else. Everyone was pretty chill in that place. I feel like they're like that even without the marijuana, but it didn't hurt, brother. It didn't hurt. And we went to towns where, when we might be on the road in Colorado, there would be like a small town on the highway, and it would be a gas station and three different marijuana dispensaries, and that's the downtown. That's it.
Hitsville.
Yeah. Well, it's something else. Well, some kids in Colorado Springs thought it would be a good idea to do a smash and grab on a medical marijuana or a recreational pot dispensary there in Colorado Springs. Home of Colorado University, right? The Buffalo. Am I wrong on that?
Yes. Boulder, Colorado is where University of Colorado.
You're absolutely correct, and I should know that because I drove. Colorado State is Colorado Springs, or no? Wait, is it the
Fort
Air Force?
Collins.
The Air Force Academy.
Think Air Force Academy.
The important thing is we all know that there's a
Colorado name. Does exist.
Colorado's a thing, and Lori Morgan and Gloria Morgan are going there to get gay married in a pot ceremony. It's going to be fantastic. My point is this.
If that's not on pay-per-view, it should be.
And the ghost of Alan Thicke will be officiating. Don't
do your Alan Thicke.
You didn't like my Alan Thicke? It got rave reviews.
Like your mother. I
a group of teenagers smashed a van through the storefront of a Colorado Springs pot dispensary.
Yeah, you would think that security would be high at those places.
Right, so in order to get in, you gotta take a stolen van, smash it in through the window, jump out, grab all the dope you can, and then hot-foot it out of there. And that's what these kids did. They did it to the Native Roots pot dispensary there. Here's the problem. What these kids didn't know. The dope in the display cases, that's oregano. They keep all the actual marijuana in a safe and back. There, when you go what? In, yeah, all that marijuana you're looking at in the display cases, that's display pot. It's oregano.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. I want to know what it looks like.
It looks like marijuana. This is what it'll say. It'll say, here it is.
I don't think that's right. That doesn't sound right to me that they've got oregano in there.
That's what they do.
I don't think so.
That's what they do. They have oregano. They don't keep actual marijuana in the display cases. So these kids,
I bet they
these
do.
Kids did thousands of dollars of damages, and what they stole was oregano.
Well, that's not bad. That's something. I mean,
well, let me ask you this:
think of all the spaghetti sauce you can make. Now.
When you go to a restaurant and they've got the fake food on display, like the fake cheesecake, does
Who
that upset
has fake
you?
Cheesecake?
I've seen that where it's like a bottle, like
at a family diner.
Yeah, like it's what the food would. It's what it looks like, but it's not really the food.
You mean on the menu?
Like when you go to order, sometimes they'll have fake food.
You mean when they bring out like the dessert cart?
Well, no, that's really your dessert.
Yeah.
You've never been anywhere where it's like, it's fake cake? Like, they'll have a fake cake on display.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty standard.
No, it don't think it is.
I'm not making this up.
I mean, I understand that they have, there's ornamental, like, fruit. Yeah. That
I'm specifically thinking of cheesecake.
But not at a restaurant.
No, it's like cheesecake, but it's like styrofoam that they've painted up to look like it's cheesecake. This is a pretty common practice in restaurants.
I don't think it is.
I'm failing to think of which exact restaurant I'm thinking of, but in my mind, I'm there right now.
Uh-huh.
They went all the way through the forest, but yeah, the front foyer, and they did this smash jam, and they went through the forest, man, to smoke some trees. You know, if you're a real Rush fan, you know not to spark up until they get to the trees, man. That's just a fact. Yeah. So they're smoking oregano, which I imagine will give you quite a headache.
I don't know what that would do to you.
Give you a headache. Don't ask me how I know that. I'm a gullible sort. That was number four. Are we to number five already?
Apparently,
I guess that's how
we
that
are.
Works.
Five. Number five.
Number five on your top five things.
Everything tastes like Fazoli's. I can't get this out of my head.
More than
you smell that? You smell oregano? I sure do. Oh my God, it's been a year since you smoked that oregano. I know.
I'm still having flashbacks. Everything tastes like Fazoli's. Can't get the taste out of my nose.
I can't get anything out of my... all of my senses have been taken over. I hear oregano.
Somebody back me up on this, the fake food that you see sometimes. Where, like, they'll have a steak in a window, but it's not really the steak. It's like fake steak. You've never seen this?
A fake steak.
I'm thinking they do it more for desserts than anything.
Are you thinking about, are you like time traveling back to the 40s or 50s?
No. I've never been to the 40s or 50s.
That's what I'm saying.
More than half of us, 51%, have not had a vacation in more than a year. 4 in 10 say it's been more than 2 years, according to the 10th Annual Vacation Confidence Index. Survey finds that other people have gone on vacation more recently. 3 in 10 Americans took a vacation in the last 4 to 12 months, and 2 in 10 in the last 3 months. So either you've just gotten back from vacation, or you never go,
or
basically.
Well, it's probably the people that go are always on vacation, and then the rest of us are never on vacation.
I think that's fair.
Because
Please back me up on the text line, 470-239-SHOW. If you know what I'm talking about with the... I'm very specifically thinking about cakes, cheesecakes.
Well, but even if they have, like, cakes on display in, like, a family diner that they're like, even rotating maybe a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're moving. They're rotating. They're still real cakes.
Remember when Rush had those fake rotisserie chickens?
That I liked.
So they had the amplifiers, and they were just... Do we know that those were fake or not?
I don't know that they were fake.
Because
isn't it possible they were real?
Last Rush show I went.
This is what you do. They feed the crew after every show with those chickens. Now, having said that, the crew's getting tired of chicken
every night. I don't know that you get tired of rotisserie chicken every night. I could eat rotisserie chicken every night and be just fine with it. I should think.
Do it tonight.
You know what, friend? Don't think I won't. Tell you what I'm not having is candy canes that taste like macaroni and cheese. I'll just have macaroni and cheese. Thank you.
Is there still chicken tonight?
What? You mean the brand of chicken tonight?
No.
I feel like chicken tonight. Yes. Chicken tonight.
Which was basically just a jar of something to pour over your chicken.
Is that what chicken tonight was?
Yes.
I never had it.
But I don't know that it exists anymore. I'm not saying that something like it doesn't exist, but the poor people at Chicken Tonight, they took a bath.
Well, you know, the problem with Chicken Tonight is Chicken Tomorrow was promised to no one. I think they should have had that on the walls. Enjoy Chicken Tonight, because Chicken Tomorrow is promised to no one.
How do you think it would go over? How long do you think it would be that you need to take that down if you all of a sudden had a sign here that says free chicken tomorrow?
Well, I mean, it's like that gimmick where you go to the bars and they have
free beer tomorrow.
Free beer tomorrow, which I've never understood. I don't get the joke. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. I don't approve.
Ragu introduces Chicken Tonight Simmer Sauces. And
saying?
Suddenly everybody's saying,
I feel like chicken tonight. Like chicken tonight.
chicken tonight.
Choose from four new sauces. Each one's made with real vegetables and herbs, so you can make
herbs
French chicken and chicken cacciatore. Just brown the chicken, simmer, and serve. I feel
like chicken tonight. This
and then everyone like just realized you can just throw a jar of spaghetti sauce on it. Well, it's the same thing.
That's all this is.
I understand that's all it is.
Chicken Tonight is still very much on the store shelves.
Oh, well, fantastic.
Brand of sauces intended to be added to chicken.
I'll keep my eyes open for it then.
Yeah, it was unveiled in 1993. I feel like Chicken Tonight. And it's made by Ragu. So you just put a different label on it.
Different label.
How about Chicken Tonight? This is just spaghetti sauce. Or is it Chicken Tonight?
Cacciatore sauce is what it is.
So you put chicken in a skillet, and then you can use the flavors are country French, Thai green curry, and honey and mustard. Those seem a little too fancy for my palate.
There's plenty of those sauces out there.
Right, but I'll just put a...
No chicken tonight.
That's one of my favorite songs by the Guess Who. No chicken tonight in my coffee. No chicken tonight in my tea.
That's because Randy Bachman took care of business and ate it all.
You think whenever Randy Bachman pulls something, he just goes, "That's right. I'm taking care of business."
I am.
Randy, did you eat all of the pizza?
I'm in overdrive.
Randy, that pizza was meant to feed everybody. Did you eat all of that pizza?
He does seem like the one who would probably be the most aggressive in the green room.
Damn right I did. TCB.
It's in my rider.
And working overtime, workout.
Uh-huh.
How about this? A story in England. A couple got married on Saturday, and for some reason, someone who was staying at the hotel where the wedding was decided it would be a good idea to come after the bride with a sword.
That's aggressive.
She suffered a non-life-threatening cut on her left arm. The bride and bridal party were celebrating their wedding on Saturday at the Grand Cascades Lodge there in England. It was in the hallway. Carlos Mejia, a 43-year-old hedge fund manager from New York who was at the hotel for business, allegedly approached the group and asked if they had a cigarette to spare. When the bridal party said they didn't have a cigarette, a verbal fight started. Police reported that Mejia then began yelling obscenities before heading back to his hotel room. The bridal party knocked on his door and yelled at him through the door. When he swung it open, he allegedly emerged with a sword in his hand.
Just knocked on the wrong door.
This is the thing about England, I can tell you, because I've been. They keep old-timey swords in all of the hotel rooms.
Do they?
Yeah, it's like here, you know how you have a hairdryer or an iron? There, it's all medieval weaponry.
Mm.
To each their own, Mejia began swinging the sword at the bridal party and threatened to kill the bride. He then swung the sword and slashed the bride's arm. I will say this. This guy's a jerk, and he's an ugly American. But maybe don't go to the hotel room and bang on the door and yell at the guy. Like maybe just say, was weird.
Or if you have cigarettes, don't say that you don't, because it could have been that he's. I know the reason I asked you for a cigarette is because I saw that you had cigarettes.
Then
now you're saying you don't have cigarettes.
But here's the thing, you know how much cigarettes cost these days.
Well, it's my policy to not bums. You know, to not give cigarettes out. That's my policy, and it could very well be I don't smoke.
Right.
But in this day and age, I can see where it could be now a policy that you have adopted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give out cigarettes anymore. I'm sorry. I can't do this.
Those are different times.
It was different when it was $2 a pack.
Yeah, no. Bum a smoke is one thing.
But that's fine.
This is a commitment now. Either you're a smoker or you're not. I can't just be giving these away for free.
Not when they're $20 a pack.
It's irresponsible. Finally, over the weekend, a man in Indiana jailed after an argument with his buddy over a Bruno Mars song. What's your take on Bruno Mars?
I think he's probably not as tall as most people think he is.
No, but immensely talented, don't you find?
Sure, why not?
I mean, as pop stars go, I do enjoy Bruno Mars.
He's always dressing up as somebody, though, doesn't he?
Well, I think, too, the thing about Bruno Mars is he's very aware of like how much fun it is to be Bruno Mars. Not quite at the Pitbull level. But I think he gets a kick out of things.
But he doesn't dress up like other people?
Well, Not really.
Okay.
I think he's just a fancy dresser.
Okay. He's got his own style, then, you're saying.
Roger D. Washburn. Which, by the way, am I wrong? Is that a Monkey song?
Close. D.W. Washburn.
Roger D. Washburn. I told you
That's
I was
good
gonna,
for you.
I told you I was going to get into the Monkees. Roger D. Washburn. Roger D. Washburn. He's 71 years old, and he's looking at a charge of battery after a fight on Friday. Washburn and the guy he was arguing with have
been
friends. I'm
not going to get in a fight with someone saying that Bruno Mars isn't talented. I'm not going to take the stance that Bruno Mars isn't talented.
Right.
Is that what's went on here?
Well, here's what the argument was about. These two have been friends for 50 years, okay?
So they're on each other's nerves.
They were listening to a song when an argument started over whether or not it was a Bruno Mars song. The buddy said, no,
oh, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
No, this is Bruno Mars. And Roger D. Washburn was like, this is not Bruno Mars. And the debate escalated after the man shoved Washburn. Showed Washburn proof that the song was indeed by Bruno Mars. Okay. And that's when Washburn pulled out a gun and pistol whipped him.
Which I suppose could be inspiration for a new Bruno Mars song.
The man then called Washburn a chicken.
Tonight.
A chicken. He inferred that Washburn has sex with chickens. And Washburn That's swung weird. A weapon at him. You're right. The gun
Is
then.
Is that a phrase people use?
You, I told you it was Bruno Mars, you chicken fucker. What did you call me? Washburn swung the weapon at him. The gun then went off as it struck him in the face and arm.
Oh.
They tussled again, and the gun went off a second time. Nobody was shot. Both of them say they were both too shocked to call the police right away.
I bet. But we just need to calm down, don't we?
Get away from us.
Everyone, just, okay.
Okay, let's not lose our heads.
We got to cool out right now, both of us. That includes me.
Now, what's going to drive you as crazy as it drove me is we don't know what the song was. I don't know if it's That's What I Like or Millionaire or Uptown
so
Funk.
So this is unsettled law.
It still is. It still is, yes. To this very day, we don't know what the song was. We just know that it was indeed by Bruno Mars. And that's going to do it for the Top 5 Things.
The Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Fall is here, so enjoy one of their fall flavors, including their pumpkin cheesecake latte, which is a combination of pumpkin spice, creme brulee, and white chocolate.
I swear to God.
Absolutely delicious.
They might have fake cheesecake there. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
I don't think so.
Like, the muffins are very real, but they might have, like, a display cheesecake there.
I'll get on the blower with Rob, but that doesn't
blow
sound
or nothing.
Right.
I'm going there for coffee right now.
All right. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. If you join, you're going to have access to every podcast we've ever done and also specialty shows, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. If you'd like to reach out to us anytime, use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, home of the Quad City's very best Bloody Mary. And the podcast, as it always does, has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs.
Huh.
Yeah, mention Nacho Radio when you're there for lunch or dinner, and you're going to get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's.
All right, that's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Until we get a chance to do it for you next time, hang loose, kooks.
And good luck with your Cover 5 tonight and this weekend.
Who's tonight? I haven't even looked at the lineups.
It's the Rams and the Vikings.
Oh, boy. Rams all day long, I think.
Well, they're giving up 6.5 points, though.
Yeah.
Maybe
I like the Vikings, then. That's a lot of points. Where's it at?
It's in Los Angeles.
Teams traveling west tend to not do as well.
Well, is that true, or is that just something that people say?
No, wait. Teams from the west traveling east don't do as well. Yeah,
what about people from the Midwest, where they can travel either way?
Here's the secret about us. We're delightful no matter where we go. But Minnesota's in the Midwest.
Well, listen to the...
Last time I checked. This is going to require me to take a look at some things.
It is quite possible the next time we get together, we will have some more Paul Allen audio. Losing
fingers
his
crossed
mind.
Until we get a chance.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Show's over. Good night. Good night, everybody.